This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is now set to hold his first one-on-one in-person talks as president with an African leader on Thursday. He will play host to Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta as war and humanitarian crises roil neighboring Ethiopia. The talks come just weeks after Biden signed an executive order threatening to levy sanctions against Ethiopia's prime minister and other leaders involved in a conflict rippling the Tigray region, and if steps are not taken soon to wind down the 11-month-old war. But the situation appears to have only worsened on the ground, with Tigray forces saying Ethiopia's government has launched a major military offensive. The European Union and Britain are back to quarreling less than a year after finalizing Brexit. Britain wants changes to the deal it reached on trade in Northern Ireland. The EU insists on keeping the essence of the deal. France wants more fishing licenses from London, but the UK is holding back. Britain's Brexit minister on Tuesday accused the EU of wishing failure on its former member and of bad-mouthing the UK as a country that can't be trusted. David Frost said during a speech in Lisbon that the EU does not always look like it wants us to succeed. He said the UK wanted a better relationship, but it takes two to fix it. Federal immigration agents in the U.S. will stop making mass workshop and worksite arrests of immigrants and employees suspected of living in the U.S. without legal permission. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas issued the guidance Tuesday, saying that the agency would cease such targeted enforcement, which has not focused on the most aspect of the country's unauthorized employment challenges. This is VOA News. With many Americans now getting the Pfizer vaccines and now rolling up their sleeves for a booster shot, millions of others who receive the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine are now waiting to learn what's their turn. Federal regulators are now tackling that question this week. On Thursday and Friday, the Food and Drug Administration is convening its independent advisors for the first stage in the process of deciding whether extra doses of the two vaccines should be dispensed, and if so, who should get them and when. The final go-ahead is not expected for at least another week. One reason America's employers are having trouble filling jobs was starkly illustrated in a report Tuesday. Americans are quitting in droves. The Labor Department said that quits jumped to 4.3 million in August. That is the highest on record dating back to December of 2000, and it's up from 4 million in July. Hiring also slowed in August. The report showed the number of jobs available fell to 10.4 million from a record high of 11.1 million the previous month. The data strongly suggests that the Delta variant wreaked havoc on the job market in August as COVID-19 cases surged, quits jumped in restaurants and hotels, and rose in other public-facing jobs like retail and education. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives have approved a short-term hike to the nation's debt limit. That vote on Tuesday ensures the federal government can continue fully paying its bills into December. The legislation next goes to U.S. President Joe Biden's desk to be signed into law. A default would have had immense fallout on global financial markets and routine government payments to Social Security beneficiaries, disabled veterans, and others would have been called into question. But the relief provided will only be temporary. It forces Congress to revisit the issue in December, with Republicans promising that Democrats will have to limit the cap without their assistance. Recapping one of our top stories, again, U.S. President Joe Biden is now set to hold a one-on-one in-person talk with the first of his presidency of an African leader. This will occur on Thursday. He'll be speaking with the Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, as war and humanitarian crises roil neighboring Ethiopia. The talks come just weeks after Biden signed an executive order threatening levy sanctions against Ethiopia's prime minister. More at VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.